KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Three state champions crowned yesterday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls in the first day of the state football championships. Nick Finney passed for a couple of touchdowns and ran for another as Pella beat Webster City 28-18 last night to win its third consecutive Class 3A state championship. Donovan Holterhouse caught both scoring passes and finished with a championship game record 10 receptions for 181 yards. Pella notched its 41st consecutive victory and became the fourth 3A team to win three straight titles. Robert Fredrickson rushed for 182 yards and a touchdown out of Webster City's old-school single-wing offense, but the Lynx couldn't quite match Pella's versatility or keep the ball away from Holterhouse. Also yesterday, Hunter Lott passed for one touchdown, ran for another, and made a key defensive stop late in the game, leading Gladbrook Rhinebeck past Bishop Garrigan 20-19 for their second straight Class A state championship yesterday. Gladbrook Rhinebeck rallied from a 13-0 deficit to win its 23rd straight game and become just the fourth school to repeat in the smallest of the 11-player classes. Lott floated a perfectly thrown pass to Matt Johansson for a 24-yard touchdown with 6:29 left to put the Rebels ahead, and then he helped secure the victory when he raced up from his defensive back position to stop Garrigan's Grant Arndorfer short of a first down on a 4th-and-2 near midfield. The Rebels ran out the final 2:44, helped by Lott's 27-yard pass to Eric Kanak on a 4th-and-18 play. Garrigan took a 19-14 lead as Brad Capetius had a 9-yard TD pass to Joel Vasky with 9:56 remaining, but couldn't hold on. Gladbrook Rhinebeck, the champs. Austin Swoboda scored four touchdowns. The defense forced seven turnovers, and Don Bosco beat Harris Lake Park 48-21 Thursday, winning the 8-player state championship. Swoboda broke loose on TD runs of 66, 47, and 38 yards to highlight his big day, which he finished with 180 yards and 15 carries. Austin Hellman added a 62-yard touchdown run for the Dons, who appeared in their fourth title game since 2012, winning their second championship. Harris Lake Park was down only 24-21 after Bryce Perkins' 9-yard touchdown pass to Kyle Jordan early in the third quarter, but then they were undone by three fumbles and three interceptions as Brock Tome returned the last interception 34 yards for the game's final touchdown. Perkins set championship game records for completions and attempts in that one. Don Bosco, the 8-man champ. Three more championships decided today. Class 1A will get the day started at just after 11 o'clock this morning as Iowa City Regina will face off against Western Christian. Those teams each 11-1 on the year. In the 2A championship, just after 2 this afternoon, Boyden Hall Rock Valley will battle Union. Both of those squads 11-1 on the year. And then the 4A championship game will be just after 7 o'clock tonight. That'll round out the football season in the high school ranks in Iowa as Dowling Catholic at 11-1 will face off against Iowa City West as the Trojans come in 10-2 on the season. In college football last night, Lamar Jackson's Heisman Trophy hopes took a major hit. Even worse for Louisville, the Cardinals may have played themselves out of consideration for a berth in the college football playoff. Duke Catalan scored three touchdowns, and Houston raced out to a 31-0 halftime lead in a 36-10 thumping of the third-ranked Cardinals. Greg Ward threw for a touchdown right after Louisville fumbled the opening kickoff. Catalan caught a TD pass and ran for another while the Cougars reached the end zone on three straight possessions in the second quarter. Jackson threw for just 211 yards and didn't have a touchdown pass until the third quarter, one possession before he fumbled. Jackson was sacked a season-high 11 times and ran for a season-worst 33 yards after racking up 338 yards rushing over the last two games. That outcome leaves both teams 9-2 after Louisville enters as the number 5 team in the college football playoff rankings. Also in top 25 play last night, Chris Humes caught a 31-yard pass on a fake punt and recovered a fumble in the end zone to help Arkansas State upset number 25 Troy 35-3. Trojans quarterback Brandon Silver was picked off twice, and Sun Belt leading rusher Jordan Chun was held to 51 yards on 16 carries. In the NFL last night, the Carolina Panthers were able to hold on to a fourth-quarter lead, but they suffered several key injuries in the process. The Panthers won for the third time in four games by holding off New Orleans 23-20 last night. Carolina carried a 23-3 lead into the final period, 1 week after blowing a 17-point lead in a loss to Kansas City. The Panthers finished the game without former NFL Defensive Player of the Year Luke Kuechly, two-time All-Pro center Ryan Khalil, defensive end Mario Addison, and cornerback Leonard Johnson, all because of injuries. Kuechly sustained a concussion and was taken off the field on a cart late in the fourth quarter. Cam Newton had an uneven performance, completing just 14 of 33 passes for 192 yards. Newton hit Ted Ginn Jr. for a 40-yard TD as the Panthers pulled even with New Orleans for third place in the NFC South at 4-6. On college basketball last night, Iowa couldn't guard the dribble, and Seton Hall made the Hawkeyes pay for it. The Pirates took control early in the second half in a 91-83 win as part of the Gavitt tip-off games. Senior guard Peter Jock led the Hawkeyes with a career-high 30 points and added 11 rebounds.
We didn't execute at the end, including partly because of me. I was a little sloppy at the end. They played really good defense on me, and I felt like I could have played better. I could have made extra passes, but at the end of the day, you know, we're going to learn from it and then move on from that.
Jock says it'll be a learning experience for the Hawkeyes.
Man, we're a young team, but we're not going to use it as an excuse. We got players, and at the end of the game, Coach had sophomore, juniors, and me. And so, I mean, we wasn't inexperienced at the end of the game. But the young guys, you know, this is a good test for us. They're going to know, now they know what it takes to win at this level. You know, hopefully they can understand that and get better from it.
After leading by two at the break, the Hawkeyes surrendered 49 second-half points.
You know, we need to play better. You give up 65% in the second half, you're not beating anybody. So that was really disappointing. I think, you know, the defense in particular in the second half.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says it continued an alarming trend of slow starts in the second half.
You know, you can't survive it against Seton Hall. You know, we have too much experience on the floor in that situation to allow that to happen. And so this has to be the last time that happens. If we get beat, we got to be better coming out of that locker room in the second half.
Kadeen Carrington had 20 points for the Pirates. Miles Powell scored 26 off the bench and was unconscious from outside the arc. Desi Rodriguez had 25 points to help lead the way for Seton Hall last night. In addition to Jock's spectacular offensive night, freshman Tyler Cook was incredible in the paint. He had 24 points for the Hawkeyes as they fall to 2-1 now on the season. Well, Jeremy Morgan had 20 points, and Spencer Haldeman came off the bench to add 17, and Northern Iowa stunned Arizona State 82-63 yesterday afternoon in the opening round of the Tire Pros Invitational in Florida. The Sun Devils had averaged 92 points in their first two games, facing their best defensive opponent, proved to be problematic, though. Northern Iowa gave ASU few uncontested shots while benefiting from several open perimeter shots on the other end. Spencer and Haldeman combined to convert 9 3-pointers during the game, while Bennett Cook had his way in the paint with 14 points on 6 of 7 shooting, and Clint Carlson came on late to finish with 19 points. For the game, UNI shot 51% from the field and 43% for three-point range, compared to 42% from the field and 36% on three-pointers by the Sun Devils. UNI is 2-0 now on the season. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops, third-ranked Villanova is 3-0 for the fourth consecutive season after advancing to Sunday's final at the Charleston Classic in South Carolina. Eric Pascal had 17 points, leading the Wildcats' balanced attack in a 76-65 win over Western Michigan. Also last night, fourth-ranked Oregon picked up its 27th consecutive home win, 76-54 over Valpo. Also, as number 9, Wisconsin thumping Chicago State 69-51. 11th-ranked Xavier pulled out an 83-82 win over Missouri with a free throw with just 0.3 seconds left in overtime. Also last night, 12th-rated Louisville, 88-56, a romp over Long Beach State. It was 16th-rated UCLA over San Diego, 88-68. And number 23, Texas ripping Eastern Michigan, 85-52. Well, the winners have been announced for baseball's MVP awards, and they go to a World Series champion and a player from a losing ball club. Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant is the National League MVP in just his second full season. Bryant hit .292 with 39 home runs and 102 RBIs for the World Series champs to become the first MVP from the Cubs since Sammy Sosa in 1998. Bryant received 29 of 30 first-place votes. Runner-up Daniel Murphy of Washington picked up the other first-place vote. Dodgers shortstop Corey Seager was third. Bryant is the sixth player to win the award just a year after being named the Rookie of the Year. Angels center fielder Mike Trout is the American League MVP for the second time in 3 years after hitting .315 with 29 homers, 100 RBIs, and 30 steals. Trout received 19 of 30 first-place votes in becoming the first MVP from a losing team since Alex Rodriguez did it for Texas in 2003. And the Atlantic Cam wrestling team will host their 2016 Hall of Fame banquet this evening at the Atlantic High School. And a couple of former coaches are set to be honored. Former Anita and Cam head wrestling coach Rex Meerhoff will be inducted, along with former Atlantic assistant coach and little Trojan coach Kip Harris. Mirhoff was named head wrestling coach at Oneida in 1985, just a year after starting as an assistant with the program and teacher in the district. He stayed on as coach with the merger of the Cam School District in 1989. Coach Mirhoff coached all the way up to a recent retirement from the Atlantic Cam staff after the programs combined. During his career, he helped 17 wrestlers make appearances at the state tournament and earned 13 medals. His 1992 squad finished third overall as a team. His teams also made three regional dual appearances. Harris was a Trojan wrestler himself before moving on to a collegiate career and then coaching. He was a sixth-place medal winner in his senior season in Atlantic and went on to wrestle and play football at Waldorf College. He was hired as an assistant wrestling coach in 1990 and coached from then until 2009, helping coach 45 state qualifiers and 15 place winners. During his tenure, he also helped the Little Trojan Wrestling Program and organized their first ever home tournament. That induction banquet at the Atlantic High School begins at 6 o'clock tonight. Tickets will be on sale at the door. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.